Maslow conceptualized human needs in a hierarchy of potency. Lower needs are prepotent to needs lying above them. Prepotency means that higher needs can't emerge until lower ones have been satisfied. For example, a starving man won't act in accordance with his need for belongingness until he's secured food and a sense of safety. A lonely woman won't be able to get her self-esteem needs met until she finds belongingness and love. The gist of his theory is that we can't expect people to fulfill their potential until they take care of business at the lower and more basic levels of the hierarchy. An important point, though, is that needs don't have to be satisfied 100% to have another need emerge and move up the hierarchy. It's about relative satisfaction. So, for example, a person may have 85% of their physiological needs met, 70% of safety, 50% of love, 40% of self-esteem, and 10% of self-actualization. Maslow suggests that the order of the hierarchy is a statistical rule, but that there can be exceptions. For some people, self-esteem seems to be more important than love, and some people explicitly argue against this order. Do you remember Erikson? I hope so. Recall that his theory suggests that identity precedes intimacy. So it's possible for the order of the needs to be reversed, but Maslow thought this was rare. The starving artist, he suggested, was rarely actually starving. Also, some people who have a need frustrated for so long can become fixated and will no longer progress upward. So for the rest of their life, it's always about getting enough food or enough love. Also, when it comes to behavior, behavior is influenced by a lot of factors. His theory is about what we desire, not necessarily what we act on. So a person may desire love and belongingness, but their behavior might not reflect this. Also, some needs may be unconscious. The person might not know that they need love. Finally, sometimes behavior is motivated by more than one need. I paint for aesthetic reasons and also for self-esteem, and if I were doing this for my living, then it would help satisfy safety and even physiological needs by helping put food on the table. Or take eating. Sometimes it's motivated by physiological needs, but often by other needs, like relatedness if you're doing it with someone, or even self-esteem if you're eating at some trendy new restaurant.